Get the little ones, sit back, relax, and listen to the Mutual Audio Network. The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
SOS from the USS Vixen A. This is Dr. Vallejo. And one of the surviving civilian members of the USS Vixen A survived a crash on the planet. We lost navigational control directly from the hiccup. Again, SOS from the USS Vixen A. This is Dr. Vallejo. Again, SOS from the USS Vixen A.
These are the adventures of the starship Jackalope. Our one-year mission, to explore new garden patches on different worlds, to seek out larger and bigger carrots, to boldly go where no rabbit has gone before.
Star Rabbit Tracks. Featuring the voice talents of Alex Gilmore as Captain Peter Rabbit, Bobby Owens as Lieutenant Tanya Ears, Rocky Regano as Commander Thumper, David McIver as Lieutenant Teddy McZacker, Michael Liebman as Dr. Harvey Hopper Smith. Episode 7. You know how to whistle, don't you?
Captain's log. After stopping at Space Station Leaper for much-needed repairs, we have returned to space to continue our mission. We are still mourning Lieutenant Commander J.P. Seeker, but our exploration must go on in his name, so that he did not die in vain. We are on our way to rendezvous with the USS Vit A. They have medicine and other supplies that we can use to aid us as we continue, and they are returning to Hare Command. Dr. Hopper Smith is particularly looking forward to this leg of our mission.
Captain, we are receiving another distress call. This one is closer. Seems to be from the USS Vit-A.
On screen, please, Lieutenant Ears.
There is no visual, sir. Just audio.
On electronic ears, then, please.
This is an SOS from the starship Vitman A. We were on rendezvous with the USS Jackalope when something hit our ship. We've crash-landed on planet. Only myself and my assistant, Mary Hoppett, have survived this crash. Miss Hoppett has broken her left paw and injured her tail. I myself am unable to use my right paw. We are running out of life support. And are under attack. Our ship's doors are under attack. SOS! SOS! Help! We need medical help. This is Dr. Bunny.
Captain, the distress signal is stopped.
That can't be good.
Captain, the USS Vita crash-landed on Foxglove, a known outpost for the Vopedians. Every ship is still under attack. Those scientists have very little time.
The signal indicates that they were attacked while still in orbit, but there's nothing left here in space to indicate a battle. Perhaps it was a hop in their flight system. We can find out when we get there. We'll have an away team beam down at once. Myself, Dr. Hopper, Lieutenant Ears, and Lieutenant Commander Thumper, I'm not sure what we'll find when we get there. And you each have something unique to offer. Lieutenant Mizaka, you have the bridge.
Aye, Captain.
Let us know if there are any problems. Alpha, take over communications.
Hang in there, Mary. I don't know who or what is outside. Our visual systems are out. And I was never trained to run or fly a starship.
Oh, I know, Doctor. I'm just a little worried. I don't think anyone is going to get to us very quickly.
I'm hoping they get to us at all.
I hate to say that, Doctor, but I'm scared. We may not get out of this.
I fear you may be correct, Mary. I grabbed a stunner and a communicator from one of the crew. Sadly, they will no longer be needing it. Our SOS cut out at least an hour ago. And it's possible that those outside hitting the ship also heard our call.
Oh, Doctor!
We'll do what we can, Mary. But Herr Emmett, I'm a doctor, not a fighter. Is there anyone out there listening for us? This is Dr. Bunny Hop. Our ship has been breached. Please, this is Dr.
I heard something on my blue ear communicator. Dr. Bunnyhop, saying the hull of the ship was breached. And Doctor, the last thing was a scream before it cut off.
We must get down there, Captain.
I know, Doctor. I know.
We are nearly ready, sir.
Transport when ready, Doctor.
Sir, the emergency beacon has been set on your communicator. If you need help, don't hesitate, sir.
Thank you, Doctor. Thank you, Alpha. Beam down.
Airspeed, Captain.
Captain, I don't see anyone around.
Me either, Doctor, but we have to look everywhere. That nice doctor and a hoppy-haired assistant need us.
Captain, this large hole on the side of the ship can't be a good sign.
True, Lieutenant Ears, true. Dr. Hopper, you and I will go in and take a look around. Lieutenant Ears, Lieutenant Commander Thumper, please stand guard. Let us know immediately if something seems even a hair wrong.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
If you want my professional opinion, Captain, this is a mess. My tricorder shows no signs of life. However, I don't see Dr. Hopps or Mary's bodies.
I don't either. But we must search the whole ship, or we won't know for sure.
Yes, sir.
5. Good news and bad news.
Just tell me.
The SOS was right. There are a lot dead here. But they've been dead longer than a day, sir. I don't think Dr. Hopp or Mary's bodies are here.
That is the good news, I hope.
I don't see them this way either. I believe they've been taken off the ship, but why?
I know, sir. The tracks around the ship are definitely Vulpedian. There are no rabbit tracks leading from the ship. However, they could have carried them.
Don't you find it odd that the foxes left tracks? Perhaps they don't think anyone heard Dr. Hobbs' distress signal. Please meet at the hull breach. I have an idea.
Captain, we've found something else on the planet. An escape pod seems to be located several hundred feet away from where the USS Vita crashed. I fear it's the escape pod from the Fox Den ship we fought. If they are there, you must be careful. Foxes have been known to not only hold grudges, but to hold hostages to get what they want. And I think, Captain, what they want is you. Or the whole ship, for that matter. They wouldn't think twice about killing and keeping the other as bait.
That does make matters more urgent. How did you find out? Never mind, we don't have the time. Thank you, Lieutenant. Captain, out.
So, do we keep one and kill the other? The smaller one, perhaps? Think of the message it would send to Hare Command. I still want revenge!
Sir, I don't think killing the smaller one is in our best interest. If we ransom her, we can keep the other. I heard over the SOS that she is a scientist. Perhaps we can use her to our ends.
Perhaps you are right. Besides, it isn't these two we really want. Captain Peter Rabbit is who should be in our cages. It's his fault that we were sent to this backwater planet. Foxglove used to be used for war criminals. Captain Rabbit and his crew will pay. Once our Kurotinian drive works, we will be able to find any ship we desire. Dr. Bunnyhop, you will help us with our Kurotinian drive. We have been working on it for a while now, but looking at your research taken from the downed ship, we know that you are the expert in beta-carotene, the main source of fuel for the drive.
I won't help you. I know what you want, to destroy Hare Command and to use up the carrots, destroying all rabbit kind. I cannot help you do that. Do what you will with me. I have my oaths.
Can I hit her?
No, I have a better way. You will help us, Dr. Hobb, or we will torture your friend. I'll let you two talk it over.
Oh, Doctor, I'm afraid.
I know, Mary, and I would never work for them willingly. I'd rather die.
But, Doctor, what about...
Mary, I said I'd rather die. It is different because they are threatening you. I shall have to do what they ask. All we can hope is that someone else heard our distress call.
What if...
We can't think about what ifs right now, even if it is the Jackalope that heard us. The crew is smart. They won't get trapped. Not like...
us.
Captain, there are life forms ahead. Possibly the enemy camp. We must move with caution.
Agreed. Lieutenant Commander Fumper, I need you to do some reconnaissance. We need to know what we're up against before we go barging in.
Can I go as well?
No, Doctor. If something happens, we will need your help. I know you're anxious about the Doctor and Mary. I am as well. But rushing in would make us fools. Lieutenant Commander Fumper.
Yes, sir. It won't take me long.
Captain, it is as we've feared. The Foxes have the Doctor and her assistant in an electro-charged cage. There seems to be a small encampment of Foxes here with a collapsible structure.
Good work, Lieutenant Commander. Please get back here ASAP. We must come up with a plan.
Yes, sir. Out.
Captain Jackalope, come in, Jackalope.
Aye, Captain.
Lieutenant Mazaka, beam down Alpha and Delta, please. I think I have an idea.
Aye, sir. Two to beam down.
We're here, sir.
What are your requirements, sir?
Behind the hills there are two women of Hair Command, Dr. Bunny Hop and her assistant, Mary. They've been kidnapped by the Vulpedian Empire, or at least a small group of them. We need you two to create a distraction, whilst we save the women.
There are two foxes. I could overhear a little of what they were saying, sir, just before making my way back. It seems they were at our last battle, sir, and they have a vendetta against you, personally.
Captain, perhaps it would be best if you stayed back for this. Maybe it would be safer for the good doctor and her assistant if the foxes were unable to make this personal.
I must go, regardless of the Vulpedians' feelings. I owe Dr. Hop. We all do. Dr. Hop once pointed out that scientists don't get all the prestige and credit that, well, any of us do. But she and others like her are the ones who keep our civilization going. It's time we give some of that back.
I agree. Plus, well, I must know that Mary is all right.
Yes, Doctor.
What is the plan, sir?
Okay, here we go. We start by having Alpha enter the Fox's camp. Delta, you take up the rear as we go in. They're in a collapsible shelter. We can trap the foxes and free the scientists and be out before they see us.
I think that will work, sir.
Lieutenant Ayers and Dr. Hopper, you are in charge of saving the girls. Do what you have to do, but get them out of there. Myself, Lieutenant Commander Thumper, and the robots will crash the shelter.
Yes, sir.
Captain, the ship.
Aye, sir.
Prepare the transporter room. At my signal, it'll be 7 to beam up.
Aye, sir. And may I say, good luck, sir.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Captain, out.
We're behind the cage now, Doctor.
I have a small kit of tools that had been JP Seeker's. I've kind of been carrying it as a reminder, but I think he'd appreciate our using it now. Mary. Mary, sweetheart. Can you hear me?
Dr. Hopper. What are you doing here? This isn't a safe place.
We're here to rescue you and Bunny.
Who are you?
I'm Lieutenant Tanya Ears from the USS Jackalope with Dr. Hopper and Captain Rabbit.
Oh, no! He's here? The Vulpedians seem to hate him the most of all.
We know, Mary, but he insisted we save you and the doctor.
Your distress call was received. It just seems we didn't find you fast enough. Where is the other scientist? We're supposed to save you and her.
She's in the tent. They threatened to torture me if she didn't help them. We must hurry.
I'm hopping as fast as I can.
Oh no! Dr. Bunnyhop is in there. We must alert the captain.
Let's go.
Mary, I'm afraid you're not going anywhere. Your leg needs set and this wound needs suturing. I need to get you to the med bay as soon as possible.
But Harvey, Bunny's in there because of me. She told them that she would rather die than help them, and so they used me against her.
This is very important, Mary. What did they want her for?
Lieutenant Ears, she needs medical attention.
Doctor, we need to know.
Harvey, it's okay. Please.
You have 2 minutes. Then we beam up.
They said they were working on a Carrotinian drive. Dr. Hop seemed to know what that was for.
I must warn the captain at once. Not only must we save Dr. Hop, we must destroy that drive.
You do that, Lieutenant. I'll get Mary back to the Jackalope.
Right away.
2 to beam up.
Aye, Doctor.
Good job, bots. Now let's see if the doctor has released the girls. We need to...
Captain!
Report, Lieutenant.
We have 2 problems, sir. Inside that structure was the beginning of a Carrotinian drive.
We must make sure it's destroyed.
Sir, Dr. Bunnyhop is also inside that structure. If we haven't killed her, we must get her out. They were using her aid against her to make her work on that drive.
Oh no, we must get in there. But how?
Delta and I can go, sir. We can see even in the dark of the destroyed Fox's den. We'll get Dr. Moneyhop out and destroy the drive, if possible.
If we can only do one, which is our priority, sir?
This is hard, but I feel we must save a life if we can. Get Dr. Moneyhop out. And if there's a chance after that, destroy the carotene drive.
Yes, sir.
What can be taking so long?
Captain, it is dark in there, and they need to find one small bunny under all that debris.
I wish I'd known she was in there.
Sir, if wishes were carrots, we wouldn't need this mission. If she's there, the bots will find her.
Perhaps we should go in.
At last, Captain Rabbit. All of you, pause up.
What are you doing here?
Same as you, we heard the distress signal. And though you may have ruined our encampment, we're keeping the scientist. She's ours. And now, so are you!
Oh, dang it.
Sir, our electronic ears picked up talking out here. I hope that was all right. We did not have order to take out the enemy.
But we felt it was the best thing to do, sir.
You did right. Thank you. Lieutenant Thumper, tie her up. Alpha, Delta, where is Dr. Hop?
We didn't find her. But going back in, we thought our help was needed here first.
I see.
Going back in now, sir. The drive was kept in a special room. I recorded no signs of life.
Oh, no.
Find her. That's an order.
Yes, sir.
This is my fault. We didn't make sure both our missing scientists were in the cage before we attacked. We just assumed. Dr. Hop is one of our foremost leaders in the field of beta-carotene. To lose her would be a great loss to Hair Command and rabbit kind in general.
You liked her, didn't you, sir?
Bunny Hop was... is a good person. I told her we'd meet again.
Sir?
Is she...
No. But she needs medical attention at once. It's her on the carotenian device. If you need a second...
Kazaka, six to beam up. Make sure med bay's prepared. Dr. Hop has been seriously hurt.
What about the fox? Sir.
Leave her. We don't have the time nor the facilities to deal with her. Mark my words, we'll meet again.
Tracker! Tracker! Get me out of this!
Dr. Hopper, how are they?
Captain, Mary will be fine. Her leg has been splinted and her wound sutured. Sadly, I fear we must get Dr. Moneyhop to Space Station Leaper as soon as we can. We don't have the right equipment for her injuries. I have her stabilized, but...
Harvey, will she...
I don't know.
Captain DeBridge.
Yes, sir.
Set a course to Space Station Leaper.
Lieutenant Maxacker, set course to Space Station Leaper.
Aye, sir. Activating now. Should reach the station at 0400, sir.
Thank you. Captain, out. Doctor, can I see her?
Of course.
If you don't mind, I'd like a minute alone. I'm responsible and, well, I just need that minute.
Yes, Captain. Mary, I'll show you our dining room. You must be starved by now.
Now, Harvey, is this a dinner date? Carrots and conversation?
If you play your lettuce right.
Bunny, I'm sorry we didn't check first. I wish I had the words, but right now, I have nothing. You have served Harekind so long, and very hard at times. I don't wish it to be for nothing. You may not be part of the crew, nor have a rank, but you've given most of your life to see that we, Harekind, can live on. I don't want to be the one who will have stopped that work. You were so kind to me before. I wish I'd talked to you when you could answer. Perhaps we'd have had carrots and conversation. I can only hope that someday we can. If you pull through, if you ever need myself or my crew, all you have to do is whistle.
Is Dr. Hop okay?
She will be. You got her here just in time. Another hour and I just couldn't say. However, she even regained consciousness, which is a very, very good sign.
Will she be able to resume her work?
In time. We have the best surgeons and physical therapy team available. And it doesn't hurt that Dr. Hop has a great will to survive and go on. She owes you lads a great debt.
Something like that, Doctor. Did they find out what happened to the Vit-A?
Oh, that they did, my boy, that they did. It had been attacked from the surface of Foxglove. And it seems that Dr. Hop was the target all along. The Vulpedian Empire wanted it to seem random, but we found a faint signal that told those on the planet which ship to hit. If you hadn't rescued her, she'd be creating the next big weapon. Or dead.
Thank you again, Doctor.
Dr. Hop, I'm glad to see you're going to be all right.
Captain, how many times do I need to ask you to call me Bunny?
Bunny it is then. If you call me Peter, we're nearly old friends by now.
Seems that way. And thank you to you and your crew for saving myself and my Mary.
About that.
Don't. You did save us. We're alive, and that's enough.
Still, if the foxes think you're alive, you may not be safe. You have knowledge they want.
If I wanted safe, I wouldn't have been a scientist. Don't you go worrying about me, Peter Rabbit.
I can't promise you I won't, Bunny.
Never you fear, Captain. I know how to whistle.
Lord Volpez, we had found the scientist you'd ordered picked up. We took her to the Carotinian Drive and...
Do you have her now?
No, ma'am. Captain Peter Rabbit showed up again and saved the day.
That rabbit is beginning to get on my nerves. We need that scientist, Sharptooth. Do what you have to do, but find me that scientist and bring her to me. Take care of that Captain Rabbit if you can. But you know your mission. We must be able to assemble that drive.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm really beginning to hate those rabbits.
Join the club. We'll find a way to make them pay and build our machine.
He'll rue the day he crossed Vulcadian Empire.
Again.
Featured in our cast were Alex Gilmore as Captain Peter Rabbit, Bobby Owens as Lieutenant Tanya Ears, Rocky Regano as Commander Thumper, Michael Liebman as Dr. Harvey Hopper Smith, David MacGyver as Lieutenant Taddy McZacker, Jules Ismail as Robot Alpha, Stefania Littenbaum as Robot Delta. Our special guests were Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard as Dr. Bunny Hop, Megan Presley as Mary Hoppett, Melissa Danielle Johnson as Fox Headmaster Sharptooth, Kim Giannopoulos as Fox Tracker, Abner Cenaries as Second Master, Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard as Lord Volpes, David MacGyver as Dr. L.M. Hassenpfeffer. Star Rabbit Tracks, You Know How to Whistle, was written by Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard. Editing was by Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard. Our post-production was by James W. Smagata. Our webmaster's April Sadowski, and our art director is Alexa Chipman. And our CEO of MisfitsAudio.com is Captain John Tatterzak. We would like to confirm that no harm came to any rabbits, robots, ships, or foxes while producing this audio. We are not affiliated in any way with Star Trek or Beatrix Potter. This production is for enjoyment purposes only. I am your announcer, MJ Cogburn, for Misfits Audio 2009.
Captain Rabbit.